720 WGN on the road live here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And our next guest, and we were kind of joking around with Scott, of course, he does a lot of really cool stuff. But when your lifelong work and your business card, when it says it on your letterhead that travel and adventure is basically your middle name, you know that you're doing something great. On the line with us now, we have the CEO for the Travel and Adventure Show. You've seen the billboards all around Chicagoland. A lot of people are enjoying it today and again tomorrow out in Rosemont, the one and only John Golich. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thanks for having us. We're having a rocking time here in Rosemont. There's aisles full of people just looking to get out of Chicago in the snow and find their next vacation. They're getting deals everywhere.
It's not that safe, right? You know, because you have, and I'm sure you planned it, right? You put in a little bit of extra marketing dollars and boom, you've got yourself a blizzard to remind people that there are places they'd probably rather be.
Well, you know, I think that helps in the long run. It doesn't let us sleep at night when we know the storm event, but it seems like everyone kind of got their adventure on, got here this morning, and it's just been going nuts ever since. We have exhibitors from around the planet here. It's probably 2,000 travel experts manning these booths, and I'm looking out the window right now on the floor, and it's every one of them's talking and helping someone plan a vacation, so looks like Chicago's ready to travel.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for the show. In its, I think, what, our 14th year here in Chicago specifically, but you do these things all around the country. This is one of the largest ones in Chicago. And so, of course, we've got a great adventure-seeking or at least appreciating kind of fan base here in the area. But when you put the show together and you mentioned it, it's got everything from some travel. You have some of the adventure. You've got some of these interactive exhibits. I think I read somewhere you could even have a camel, right? And a lot of some of the best and brightest in the world of travel and entertainment to meet and greet. So talk a little bit about the show.
Well, yeah, you know, it's set up. We actually have sometimes I think we pull the marketing dollars in. We bring Eli the camel in the show, and there's a line out the door for him. So you can take camel rides here. We have a heated dive pool, so you can try diving for the first time and then walk down the Caribbean aisle and meet someone to go and book that trip and learn how to dive down there. So it's really great. So we're set up. The show is about half domestic, half international, right? So you have everywhere from Wisconsin to Michigan to Florida to Alabama, all over the United States, Alaska, if you want to go there, Hawaii. So you have all kinds of things to do if you want to go in the U.S., if you want to drive vacation. And we have a really large international section here, anywhere from Asia or Africa or Europe. We have all kinds of people here helping you plan that trip. There's cruise lines, everything you can imagine you can do here. And it's funny to watch the people walk around because they come in with an idea for a certain kind of vacation and they turn to another aisle and all of a sudden they talk about their real African Maasai and all of a sudden they're planning their safari for next year. So yeah, that's going on. You have four stages full of people speaking, so it's a lot of content here.
Let the listeners know we're talking with the CEO of the Travel and Adventure Show, John Golich, and you got Rick Steves is there, Samantha Brown, Pauline Farmer. So you've got some of those people that we know, love, and appreciate on TV that kind of take us through those places during their television shows. And as much as you can learn, and of course it's changed in so many different ways from the internet as far as booking your own airline and finding out some information, there's no substitute for being there. And you have the actual kind of tourism bureaus from, let's say, Tahiti and Maui, and you mentioned some of those other countries or even other states, Anchorage, Alaska, you know, they're there in person to kind of talk to you about all that.
That's exactly right. What makes the show such a fan favorite here is I always ask people, I say, why do we need to go to your show, John, when everything's on the internet? And I always remind them, have you ever seen a bad picture of a hotel or a tour on the internet? It doesn't exist. Everything looks beautiful until you get there. Here you talk to the people who actually take you there on the tour. They're from that area. They're experts. They'll tell you where to eat, what time of year to come, how to dress, what to do, how to travel like a local, you know, where do we eat? All those kind of questions that the answer that you ask. And that's what's really unique about it. It's not a one-way push of information. It's really a pull. You're pulling information out of these people for what you want to learn. And our people are travel enthusiasts. They just love culture. They love food. We have a taste of travel stage here. We have song and dance stage. We have acts from around the world. So it's really an immersion of culture, and we do this around the country. And the great thing about Chicago is it's the most families we see out of any market. There's tons of families here sitting around. The kids are loving it. They're going to camel ride. they're seeing song and dance. They're talking to people in Indian costumes, and for them, it's a great weekend to learn about the world.
For you personally, the 30 years in the travel industry, is it the kind of thing where you as you're trying to curate either different exhibits or different things for the show, you're saying like, hey, we need to bring this to the people? Do you travel, or have you been traveling like maybe the last 20, maybe the last two or three decades around the world?
We travel a lot. Yeah.
And do you find different things and say like, we need to build this into the program?
Absolutely. So we travel like anyone else. We like to go around and go on our vacations, and we do a big multi-generation trip with 14 of us from ages 82 to 8 each year in a different location. And yeah, we find that, and people find us. And of course we travel a ton for our business, of course. So we're out all over the place meeting people in the travel industry, and I go to industry events and people talk to us. They say, hey, have you ever thought of this? And they think, oh, that'd be so cool. You got to come to the show and show Chicago people how to get to this destination. You know, maybe you want to take dog slick rides in Alaska. You can find that here. So there's all kinds of great things. We even have some RVs here. So people are all over those things thinking, hey, this is pretty neat. Little vacation getaway too. So a vacation is a very personal experience, right? And what's great here is you find people who share that passion with you.
It sounds really great. It's going on all weekend. It's going on today out there in Rosemont at the Donald D. Stevens Center, and then all day tomorrow. Can you give the listeners a little info on some of the things? Hopefully they can kind of make plans tonight and come out and see you tomorrow and enjoy it with you.
Yeah, the first thing, go to travelshows.com, and that's where you can book your ticket, and you can also see everything that's going on here, all the exhibitors, all the stages that are presenting all kinds of different information. Do a little advanced planning. You'll have a real special occasion here, so you know exactly what you must see. And then you can walk around and enjoy yourself and run into all kinds of different experiences you never even thought of. So the key is plan a little in advance, because it's pretty crowded, and you want to be able to navigate that crowd with purpose. So travelshows.com will give you all the information you want, and you're going to have a great time. Bring the kids. They're going to love you for it.
Travelshows.com is the website. And before we let you go, you mentioned, of course, WGN reaches 38 states and Canada at night, the greater Midwest during the day. What are some of the other cities that you guys are going to be at as you kind of move this tour around the country?
We just finished San Diego and Washington, D.C. We're here in Chicago. Next week, San Francisco, then L.A. the following week. We actually get home for a week, and then we're in Philadelphia, Dallas, and Denver.
Wow. It's a lot of stuff getting out there. You are traveling in the name of travel and, of course, adventure at all times. And people can see you in person and Eli the Camel out in Rosemont tomorrow for the Travel and Adventure Show. So travelshows.com. Thanks, John. Thanks for jumping on. And hopefully some of our listeners get out there and see you.
Hey, come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you all.
All right, thanks. John Golich, Travel and Adventure Show. Hey, Tom, I know you've done a little bit of traveling over the years, but would you ever consider some of the things that you've done, both travel and adventure? Is there a line, or you try to build some adventure into your travel?
Well, I definitely want to. You know, it's one thing to go around and, say, see the sights, I guess, and do the kind of touristy things, but the adventure is really calling. You know, it's when you go to these different places.
I see you got that faraway look, and when John was talking about maybe going dog sledding in Alaska, and just the opportunity to hang out with a camel in any setting,
sure,
would be pretty. Have you ever ridden on an exotic animal? Because our kids have ridden on a camel before, and it was mind blowing for them.
I think I got on a camel once, and I was in Spain, and they just kind of like when you were getting close, we were going to go to Gibraltar, and there were some folks that had camels by the roadside. You could just ride a camel for like €5.
What does that work out to be?
Maybe, I don't know, like a tenner. I'm not good at currency conversion.
They count on that. They're hoping you're probably not. I just wondering if it's the same as like the ticket ratio for the Tilt-A-Whirl at like Taste of Naperville or something like that.
True.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to come back. We're going to kind of prep it up and send it to news. Remember, for the bona fide ride of the show, if you're going to be out at the auto show, get out there, see some of those things. And we're going to be out there next week as well. But for today and the program, 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. You can text it in. You can call in and talk to Tom and give it your first car, your favorite car, or your dream car. You're going to win a $25 gift card to Bona Beef. And then also we've got a couple tickets for the auto show coming up as well. So keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane, 720 WGN.